ponder on this. You might say, well, Brother Lim, what are we to ponder on today? We want to ponder upon the thought of being suppressed. If you have your Bibles and will turn with us today, look with us, if you will, at the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4. In the book of Proverbs, in chapter number 4, Lord willing, today we're going to look at a passage of Scripture that we feel in our heart will not only bless us, but it will instill in us what it is that we as people of faith need to do. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 4, let us look today at verses 26 and verse 27. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Dear friends, when the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, the Holy Spirit began to speak to our heart about the importance of being guided by the divine hand of God. When you look here at the book of Proverbs, you will find there these divine sayings of a man by the name of Solomon. And I thought about that a great deal these last few days. For you see, dear friends, the Holy Spirit inspired Solomon to write these sayings to bring benefits and bring blessings to the people of faith. If you look at the Word of God, you will find there also in Proverbs 25 in verse number 1 that the Proverbs that we just read was very common in Hezekiah's day. Many years after Solomon had penned these texts, the years had passed, but people was absorbing and applying these divine words of God. And when the Holy Spirit led us to look at verses 25 and verse 26 and verse 27 of chapter 4 of the book of Proverbs, the Lord began to remind me how important that it is that we're to be guided by the steps of the Almighty God. Dear friend, ponder this thought today. Are you being suppressed? You say, Brother Lim, what do you mean by being suppressed? Are you being suppressed today spiritually? I believe, dear friends, that if the devil had a supreme tactic to use on you, it's his desire to suppress you and to hinder you. What does the word, what does this mean? The word means to be smothered. When you're suppressed, you're smothered. And I'm telling you today, dear friends, if the devil can suppress you and smother you and to keep you from doing the things that God would have you to do, he feels as though he's won a victory. And as I began to look at this divine text, the Lord began to remind me how the word to ponder the path of thy feet. Oh, dear friends, that word ponder has to do with meditation. It has to do with examine. It has to do with careful thought. Do you today think about, do you meditate on how you stand and your witness for God? I believe, dear friends, in the day and time in which it is that we live, that should be of the utmost importance. You say, why? Because people today must hear the good news of the gospel. If they don't hear from us, they won't hear it at all. And I believe, dear friends, that the tactics of old Lucifer himself is to suppress you, to hinder you, and to hold you back from doing what it is that God would have you to do. Let us today ponder, meditate, and consider the steps that we're walking with the Lord. I can tell you today, it's God's desire, it's God's will that we be obedient to His loving word and apply it to our lives so that a lost, dying, and needful world can see who it is that we belong to and who that it is that we love. Oh, I tell you, if the world don't see Jesus Christ in you, the world won't see it at all. But it is my prayer, it's God's desire that we're obedient to His will and do the things that God would have us to do. Verse 25 of Proverbs 4 says, "Let thine eyes look right on and thy eyelids look straight before thee." I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord has a course, and it is His plan, it's His will, and we stay the course, and that we keep the faith, and that we apply His will to our lives. You say, what is His will? You ponder on it, you meditate on it, you think about it, and I tell you today, it's God's will, and we get in His Word and allow the Holy Spirit to move us and to lead us and to guide us and direct us so that we can bring Him glory in the world today. That's the Lord's desire. That is the thought that we're to ponder on. You say, "Brother Lynn, I'm not doing any of these things." Well, are you suppressed this morning? Is your witness suppressed? I pray today that we as blood-bought believers have that liberty, that boldness, this steadfastness, so that we can declare the good news of the gospel before a lost, dying, and needful world. That's why that Solomon would write in Proverbs 4 in verse 27, "Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Oh, dear friends, if it seems it's not right, something in your life, abstain from it. Talk to God about it and allow the Holy Spirit to bless you and praise God help you. Because I want you to know today, if Satan can suppress you and hinder you with the least little things, rest assured he will. You've heard the saying, all your life, give an inch, they'll take a mile. I can tell you today, dear friends, the old adversary who walks about seeking whom that he may devour, he knows what buttons to push in your life. He knows what buttons to push in my life. That is why the Word of God tells us here in Proverbs 4 and 26, ponder the path of thy feet. What that's saying, Lord, dear friends, the Lord would have us to look to Him for divine direction. For Solomon would also write in Proverbs 3, in verse number 6, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." Oh, I tell you, if you will ponder it, if you will examine it, if you'll pray about it, if you'll look to the Lord about it, you know what He'll do? He'll bless you, and praise God, He'll use you. You say, "Brother Lynn, where do I start?" Right here in the Word of God. Charles Spurgeon once said, A Bible that's wore out reflects a life that isn't. And I believe today, dear friends, if the old adversary can convince you that you have not time to do this or to do that, he will have his way with your witness. It is my prayer, it's my desire, it's God's will that we all today share the good news of the gospel with a lost, dying, and very needful world. We're to ponder this thought today to allow God to have His way in our lives. He is suppressing our world as never before. The boldness of standing on the rooftops and shouting of the good news is very rare anymore. I began to look here at the Word of God, and I was studying many different passages this last week, and I thought about something. What hinders? I tell you, friends, what suppresses in a great and mighty way today is a fear. People says, well, what will they think? What will they say? What will they do if I share my faith? I tell you today, the Word of God teaches me that it won't return void. Don't worry about what man thinks. Don't worry about what society cares about. I can tell you today, dear friends, if you're pleasing the Lord, all these other things will fall into place. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said in John chapter number 15, in verse number 18, he says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Oh, what did he mean by that? He knew that fear would creep. He knew that hindrances and trial and tribulation would abound. But praise be to God, the Savior endured. He thrived and he triumphed. And praise be to God, through Him, we will. Ponder this thought. Ponder this thought. Is our witness suppressed? When you go onto the job, when you go to the school, when you go to the places where society gather, do people see a person of faith, or do they see someone who's blended into the world? I believe today, dear friends, they see more blended than they do rising above. And oh, dear friends, when I began to think about that, the Holy Spirit began to bless us and began to lead us to several passages of Scripture. The Lord began to remind us of what James said in John and James chapter number 4 in verse number 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, oh, dear friends, to him it is sin. If you know to do it, if the Lord is leading you to do it, praise God, do it. It may be you. It may be me. It may be part of all of us as the catalyst that the Lord Jesus Christ desires to use so that someone will come to know Him through faith. That's why that Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Listen, listen, too many in our world today have played church, have went through the motions, said under 3 points in a poem, all the while thinking they've done God a favor by coming to church. And I can tell you today, dear friends, the Lord has blessed us with the ability to be able to come. The Lord has blessed us and enabled us to be able to come. And I tell you today, that is something to be thankful for. That's something to shout about. That's something to ponder on. That's something to bring Him glory for. because what He's done. What He's done. You know, dear friends, we all have a desire to be about the Father's business. We all have that desire. But the question is, are we implementing it today? Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, and direct ourselves? Are we pondering the path of our feet and letting all thy ways be established by the Lord? Are we willing to do the things that God would have us to do to see lives change for the glory of God? You see, the old Apostle Paul, this great man of faith, tells us in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 10, listen to this, dear friends. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Solomon was writing about walking and talking and declaring. Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is talking about walking, talking, declaring. I tell you today, ponder on that thought today. Is God working in you and about you? Because if He's not, we're suppressed. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not smothered. I'm not held down. I'm not covered. I'm not veiled. I tell you today, dear friends, if we're not declaring Jesus Christ to the world that's around us, you can rest assured we are suppressed. People used to have more boldness years ago than what they do today. People used to be willing to declare Jesus Christ before a lost, dying, and needful world. But today, it's hard to distinguish the saint from the sinner. You say, why? We got complacent? Have we condoned? Have we embraced? Oh, dear friends, these are things to ponder. They're things to think about. Listen, we'll leave you with this thought. And we've thought about this for several days now. The Holy Spirit spoke to our heart and just pounded in a mighty way. What have we done to make a difference in someone's life? What have we done that's made a difference in our world today? What can we do to make a difference in the lives of those that are around us? Illustrate Jesus. Ponder the thought of the will of God in our lives. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, to guide us, and to direct us. Solomon, when he penned Proverbs 4, verses 25 through verse 27, I thought about, let thine eyes look right on and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder thy path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Simple instructions with a mighty impact. What's he declaring? He's declaring this. You and I today, we have free will. You and I make choices. You choose where you go. You choose what you do. And you choose what you see. if we're not allowing the Lord to bring about us the desire, if we're not allowing the Lord to have His way in our lives from this, from that, or from something, you can rest assured that the evil one is suppressing you. You know, you can sit in God's house, and Holy Spirit conviction can just run all over you, but in the back of our mind, we'll say, well, when we get out of here, it's out of sight, out of mind. I've done forgot what He's preached about by 4 o'clock this evening. You say, well, how do you know? Because I've done it. I do it. But we all know this. Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. The Word of God. Dear friends, let's let the world around us not only hear it, but let's allow the world around us to be able to see it. And when they hear it, they see it, you know, praise God, through the power of God, they'll believe it. And they'll be changed. The veil of suppression is widespread. You know, I've been burdened by the Lord to go here and to go there. And I've said to myself, well, I'll do it later. I'll do it next week. I'll do it. I just need time to do it. You say, well, is that suppression? Oh, yes, that is suppression. That's a covering up of something that needs to be done today and not be put off for tomorrow. Ponder this thought. Are we being spiritually suppressed in our walk with the Lord? Opportunities to witness, opportunities to testify, opportunities to declare His goodness seems to elude so many today because of all the things we have going on in our lives. I thought about Proverbs chapter 4. I thought about how that these quaint, unique, spiritually inspired sayings have such an impact. And I thought about how that we are to allow Him to direct our paths. You know something? If I was to ask you, and you could even ask me, when you got here today, you chose to come here, and you did. But I believe with all of my heart that the Holy Spirit directed your path to come here today. Why? Because the Bible teaches us that we're not to forsake the assembly. We're to come together. We're to bring about His goodness uniformly in unity. But when we depart this place, we'll be thinking about everything under the sun. We'll be concentrating and thinking about all the things that's going on in our hearts and our minds and our lives. You know something? I'm just going to get real with you this morning. We feel led by the Lord to do that. You know something? We all can get a little closer. We all can get just a little bit closer. And you know something? I don't watch much television. I don't know that much about the weather. But I heard it's going to get really cold. And you can feel my hands. You can tell I don't like cold weather. And I can tell you, if I had concentrated more on Jesus these last few hours, as much as I've concentrated on how cold it's going to be, I believe I could have got just a little bit closer. And no doubt,
There may be things in our lives that if we had held at bay, we could have got just a little bit closer. These are things to ponder. These are things to examine. These are things to think about. These are things that you and I today are to embrace and apply to our lives. You know why? Because greater He that is within us than he that is in the world. So today, dear friends, let us abstain from the things that drag us down. And let us be mindful on the things that so easily besets us and suppresses us from the cause of Christ. Let's stand to our feet.